amithejerk1310 at gmail.com. That's where you go and send in those scenarios, and we'll have some fun. Let's do this one. My work sponsored a team for a local charity golf tournament this weekend. One of my coworkers and I are good friends and play golf all the time, but he wasn't going to be able to play for scheduling issues. I invited one of our mutual golf friends who does not work with us. This afternoon, the coworker friend found out that he could play in the tournament.
Oh, no.
And kicked the original guy invited out of the tournament team he thought was playing. He thought the one that was playing with them. Okay. Is he the jerk or now?
Yeah.
I think he truly is.
Yes.
I don't know
100%.
A way around saying he's the jerk because you said you couldn't play originally. They found someone else. And then you took it upon yourself to be like, hey, I can play, so now you can't. Yeah,
that's a jerk move.
That's a jerk move for sure it is.
And I wonder if they even had to pay, if it was a money thing. And if it feels like their work just scheduled, it was a free tournament. Yeah, man, you lost your spot because you thought you had to work. And all of a sudden, on the day of, you said, nah, I'm good, dude. You can't play anymore.
I think I'd have been, if I was the extra guy, I'd be like, well, I already committed to playing. Yeah, so
I feel like I want
to
play.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm playing. And you're not.
The stare down.
Yeah, then the stare down.
Then we have a long drive contest to see who gets the spot. All right.
Okay.
Here's the scenario. Fast casual counter service eatery. You get in line, order your food, then get a table. Signs posted to order before seating. That's the scenario, okay? Lunchtime and busy. I'm waiting in line with my wife and three kids, including an infant under one. As we're moving through the line, I'm eyeing the table situation. A couple of tables open up and are taken by customers with their food in hand. One open table left and we'll be next to get our food. An older lady, maybe 60s, walks in with her coworker. I know their coworkers because they have the same school district badge I have for my job. They scan the restaurant. Friend gets in line basically at the entrance. She sits at the only open table. I walk over to the table with the tray of food and my infant in hand and place my food on the table. She explains that she has the table reserved for her party who's in line. I point to the sign stating the policy and welcome her to join us, but let her know she'll have to make room for three more people before a friend shows up.
Okay.
She gets the table, goes and stands in line with her friend, and then stares. Oh, she gets up from the table. I'm sorry. She gets up from the table, goes and stands in line with her friend, and then stares me down as they leave with their order to go. I smile and wave politely. So is it me or is it her?
That's awesome. He goes, you're welcome to join us, but I'm sitting here. Man, I like that.
Usually places that are like that, when they say, hey, you order your food before you sit down, will make sure that you're accommodated.
Right.
We'll try and say if they're done, okay, you know what, especially if it's busy and it's lunchtime, and they will try to move things around so everyone can be accommodated. So I don't feel like there's a lot of time where someone will be inconvenienced standing there with food. So
it's pretty wild, man.
I think,
but that's what people do though. They go in there like, oh, there's an open table. Hey, you order and I'll go grab the table.
Right. When the sign clearly says you order before you sit down. Again, that's why they usually will kind of help move things along because they know that's the process.
But having an infant with you, I get it, man. You're like, okay, I'm sitting down. You can sit here. We'll sit with you. I don't care. I'm sitting down. This is it.
It's the start of jerk behavior.
But also on her point,
she's definitely in the wrong for holding the seat because she is not following the rules of the restaurant.
Yeah, just learn to read. That'll clear everything up.
But for him to walk over and say, hey man, you can sit there if you want to, well, more than welcome, but we're sitting here because that's the only open table because
it's the standing in a parking spot on a super busy street where parking is limited and people are driving around and you just let somebody out. Hey, I got to turn around so I can pull in over here. Go stand there. And then you just stand there.
So who's the jerk in that situation?
I always wonder that too, man.
I've never had anyone do that because I'm not going to play that game.
This past weekend.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, because I was trying to parallel park on a really busy street and I saw a spot that was way closer than any other spot that I had seen. And I'd been driving around for a little bit and I would have had to have gone and turned around real quick to be able to parallel park correctly. And by the time I got back that direction, there were two people standing there. It's like, hey, I'm going to park there. Like, no, our friend's coming with the car. I was like, well, I'm parking right now. They're like, no.
That's not how parking lots work.
I know. It's so strange. And I was like, fine. I didn't feel like messing with it, so.
Do what you want.
You've seen videos of people making sure that they're getting really close with their cars with people just standing there.
But yeah, because I thought about it.
People stand there and just hold their ground. It's not that serious for me.
Right. I thought about maybe I'll just start to parallel park and see if they'll move. But then what if they don't? Because there's other cars behind me. So I need to move on because I'm holding up. Like, if I was the only car on the street,
maybe you had a show off. A standoff? Maybe.
A show off. But I thought, okay, because I don't know if those cars behind me, they're probably trying to go. And if I sit here, then I'm blocking everybody. So I just drove, and I guess their friend, they won that battle.
So who's the jerk in this situation? I don't think he is.
I don't either, man.
It's the start.
Honestly, I don't think he is. I think the lady probably is.
And then to even change the order, because she probably got up in line and told her friend, you know what, let's just get the food to go because this dude over here came and sat down and
well, he wins.
But there will be another table that will be open by the time they got their food.
You would think so. Especially having the infant, you got your tray in your hand, like, hey, there are no other tables. You're not eating, you're just sitting here. Yeah, she's the jerk.
I think you're right. I really think you're right. So dude,
good job, guy.
Yeah, you won. I think she is the jerk.
That's awesome.
Over 10 years ago, one of our neighbors had his trees toilet papered. Another neighbor went on next door and said he believed the culprits were my sons. They weren't the offenders. They were only maybe 8 and 10 years old. I have no idea why he believed that.
Oh.
Fast forward to now, and this neighbor tries to talk to me if I pass his house. I will at most nod to him. I won't talk to the dude. I make it awkward, and I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, he burned a bridge. He's Ooh. Never apologized, by the way. Am I the jerk?
He's like the mob. He never forgets. He's waiting for that right time. You know what you need to do? How long ago did he say it was?
10 years.
So his one kid is 18. When they come, if they're both in college, next time they come home, they need to go
toilet paper
that house. But then ring the doorbell, like, we finally got you.
Yeah, we did it. You thought I did it 10 years ago, and I didn't. But now go to next door now, buddy.
But, yeah, that's a grudge, man. That is a grudge.
That's holding it for a long time.
And it's
time.
Your neighbor.
And he has no idea why, probably.
But his neighbor never apologized.
Man, next door is such a... It is
silly. The dumbest crap is posted on
I feel
there.
Like it's like once every... 300 posts that is actually something kind of useful,
right?
But other than that,
it's completely pointless. Just like the Ring app, when people comment on Ring stuff, did anybody hear that? I'm pretty sure it was gunshots. No, it wasn't. It's like thunder or something.
That's probably the main one I get if I look down and see the Ring. Those gunshots,
like nonstop,
with four question marks at the end of it.
Like, there's not. Who is out there shooting up into the sky constantly all the time?
And it's just the neighbor with a microphone to his butt.
You get hit with them like George updates?
It's yes. Remarkable how
it's
that
It's incredible.
I saw,
it's
I have
always
one.
That.
Yeah, I don't think the dude's a jerk. Man, if you're going to accuse my kids, and you're not obligated to speak to the guy. Who
no,
cares?
You're not. But you need to plan out. I'm telling you, you need to plan out them actually toilet papering the house. And then, because he'll be confused, like, what do you guys remember 10 years ago? I do. And then just walk into your house.
You're standing there with the empty or cardboard rolls.
What you do is you have
toilet paper.
Print out pictures of your kids from when they were 8 and 10 and have them, like, wear them as masks and then toilet paper the house. And when he comes out, be like, pull off the mask and be like, yeah, it wasn't us then, but it is now.
Yep.
Something like that. I mean, you could make this a lot of fun. But then you have to wonder, does he have access to people who would toilet paper your house again? It comes a whole war. That happened to us one summer.
So I have one that's a little personal because you have to ask if I'm a jerk or not. So I was at Big Warehouse Store.
Now, okay. You are a big jerk.
And I think a lot of people have this to where if you're not putting your baskets back to where it's supposed to be, everyone feels like those people are jerks.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's not a huge walk for you to put it back, even if it's a long walk. It's very inconvenient for you to just throw it by a car or just leave it right there in the middle of the road.
Right.
That's jerk behavior.
I agree.
So I'm walking out of Big Warehouse Store. I don't need a cart. I only get a couple of things. So I'm walking back to my car. And there's someone in front of me that is walking very gingerly, very delicate steps. An older gentleman.
Okay.
It's a shuffle that looks like that. It kind of hurts for him
to
walk.
He's got nowhere to go.
Hello.
But he does have a basket. and it looks like he's trying to take the basket back to where it's supposed to be, but he gets fed up, I guess, and then just wheels it right into the middle of whatever, and then turns around and walks back towards his car with a, I mean, it's the tiniest steps, man.
Okay.
So, A, you kind of feel sorry for the guy because
you do.
His gait is very, like, it hurts for him to walk.
I mean, we're talking like an 80-year-old dude.
He didn't look like he was 80, but his gait was really,
okay.
Really,
maybe he had surgery recently.
Labored.
I don't know. He was labored.
Maybe he had hernia surgery.
I would probably think that he had one of the riding scooters inside of the store. I would think.
Okay.
I don't know. I only saw him outside. But when he just let it go right in the middle,
you're like, hey, jerk.
I kind of gave a, huh. And he looked over his shoulder, but I just kept going. I could have probably said, man, your gait is labored. I'll get that for you. I didn't.
Yeah, you could have.
And that's probably the way I should have
gone that way.
I probably should have. Now that I think about it.
I'll take that back for you. Don't worry about it.
The jerkness probably moved from him towards me because of his labored gait. But
I've done that
he
before.
He wasn't that far away from it, though. Like, he gave up.
No, I got you.
On a mission to try and bring it
back.
It
was still rolling. It didn't lock up. Because some of these places, the wheels will lock up if it gets too far from the store now. Because they don't want people taking their cart.
No, it didn't lock up.
Okay. Because I had that happen to me a couple weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, no. He took it right to his car, and then he was bringing it back towards the store when he just said, screw it.
He gave it an effort.
And just kind of rolled it and let it go.
Because you don't know what's bothering him. Obviously,
but if he would have said, hey, young man, can you take that back to the thing for me? I would have said that, but no problem.
Young.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm young to him.
Okay, so that guy was in his 80s. So
I almost cursed you in the bad way. I was close. I had to hold myself.
Man, you are a jerk.
I've done that before in the parking lot where I'll see somebody who's older and they have a cart, and if they're by their car, because I don't need it, I was like, hey, can I use your cart? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, I'm done with it. And I just go and put it up because I wasn't going to use it anyway, but just so they don't have
to. But I was walking away from the store. If I was walking towards the store,
yeah,
absolutely.
I
was walking to my car. I felt bad once I got into the car. I was like, man, A, I probably could have just taken it back.
And that guy is like, man, I jumped out of a plane on Normandy for that guy. Unbelievable.
I don't think he was that old.
Hard to say, though.
It is hard to say.
I mean, he's probably not a
I went from thinking he was a huge jerk for just rolling his cart in the middle, and then when I saw him walk off, I went, ooh, maybe that's on me.
That's going to be you in 10 years, and it's
a double jerk.
Karma on you.
Maybe so.
Just arthritis-riddled old man, and you're just passive-aggressively, huh?
I'll be like TP guy. I'm going to remember this in 10 years.
That's the best. And then you just follow him around when he goes to stores.
And I give up taking a cart back, and I just roll it, and all of you guys in unison.
We pop up out of nowhere. You know we do it, too.
Shut up.